At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good afternoon. Israel summoned the Spanish ambassador yesterday after Pedro Sanchez called it a genocidal state. Anna Salomon was asked to attend a meeting at Israel's foreign ministry after Sanchez made the remarks, saying Spain does not do business with such a country. During a parliamentary question and answer session in Madrid, Sanchez responded to criticism from Gabriel Rufián, a Catalan member of parliament, who accused the socialist leader of maintaining trade ties with Israel despite the Gaza war. It was reportedly the first time that Sanchez publicly used the term genocidal state, a phrase frequently employed by his far-left coalition partner Sumar. Sumar's leader and second deputy prime minister, Yolanda Diaz, has repeatedly accused Israel of genocide and called for a freeze on trade relations. Real Madrid football club defender Raul Asensio has been accused of distribution of child pornography, with the court finalising criminal proceedings. The 22-year-old is set to face charges after a police investigation was concluded along with three former teammates from the Real youth side. He is accused of soliciting a video that allegedly showed his teammates having sex with a woman and an underage girl who were 18 and 16. The accused players, who were all between 20 and 21 at the time, are now facing potential charges of child pornography distribution, having allegedly shared the footage on WhatsApp. According to the court ruling, both women show symptoms consistent with post-traumatic stress disorder. If that proves to be the case, the prosecutor's office can file charges and request a criminal trial, or the prosecutor's office can press ahead on their own volition. The authorities confirmed that charges were filed by the mother of the 16-year-old girl over the alleged non-consensual filming of her daughter. The complainant has stated that the sexual activity was consensual, but the recording was not. The airport authority is restricting access to Madrid's airport during some parts of the day as a preventative measure to stop more homeless people from sleeping in its terminals. Only travellers with boarding passes, airport employees, and those accompanying somebody with a ticket will be allowed to enter the airport during the hours with few arriving and departing flights, OAENA said last night. For months, the capital's airport has seen homeless encampments in some of its terminals, with individuals in sleeping bags occupying space near walls and bathrooms. Local media described the number of homeless people to be in the hundreds. And Spain has moved back into the world's top 12 economies by size based on gross domestic product, that according to figures released by the International Monetary Fund. It's held 15th position in recent years, but economic momentum has helped turn that around. The IMF expects Spain's GDP to hit $1.8 trillion this year, up from $1.62 trillion in 2023. Spain's population grew by nearly a million between 2022 and 2024. By 2030, that number could rise by another 3 million, that according to IMF projections. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.